Hello, I am Kay Day. I was Cronshaw before I was married. My father was a Japanese prisoner of war in Singapore on the 8th Division, 2nd Motor Transport. He was up on the Burma Railway on Air Force where they had 70% casualties. He volunteered to nurse cholera patients in the hospital, saved many men. Over the years, I've done 20 years of marching on Anzac Day to help the veterans who came back who were no longer able to march on their own.
And Kay, you're at the Largs Bay RSL today and you've come up and you've laid a wreath.
Yes, on behalf of all prisoners of war of the Japanese. James Hick, my grandson, helped me as well.
Wonderful, thank you, Kay.
Hello, my name is Brenton Rule. I served in the Navy right through from the 70s right into the 90s. I did 21 years. I did a Vietnam service in 1971 where I was on HMS Sydney. We were what we used to call the Vung Tau Ferry. We would go into Vung Tau Harbour and working with the troops, unloading stores and whatsoever, and escorted by our fellow Navy ships coming in. I did a few trips up that way into hostile waters and came back after that, and we went into Far East ports after that, which was quite rewarding on that side of things.
Brenton, I've met you today at the Largs Bay RSL where they're putting on a commemoration service for Vietnam veterans. Do you think that this sort of event is important to veterans?
Oh, very much so. Yes, I do appreciate this commemoration because it's a chance to look at fellow sailors, because as being an ex-sailor, a lot of the guys now, I know it's a few years since the Vietnam War, unfortunately a lot of my good friends have passed, and that gives me a chance to reminisce and think about the good times we had and the bad times, but mainly the good times, you know, when we did a lot of trips up to Vietnam and then being rewarded going to other ports and seeing the rest of the world, which was quite fantastic.
Brenton, thank you for talking with Service Voices today.
Oh, thank you very much, and I appreciate it. And to all those people, Vietnam vets as well as the World War II vets, I know it's hard times at the moment, but we'll all hang in there and we'll get through this virus.
I'm Peter Cates, President of Largs Bay RSL.
Hello, Peter. We've just seen the memorial service for Vietnam Veterans Day at the Largs Bay RSL. You've got quite a crowd here today.
Yes, there's not many RSLs actually commemorate Vietnam Vets Day. We do it every year on the Sunday or the Saturday. Only on the Saturday if it is actually Vietnam Vets Day. Otherwise, we normally do it on a Sunday. And we also, because it's VP Day, we had a choice of doing two services, or one. Given that most people work, we decided we'd bring it together on the Sunday, in between VP Day and Vietnam Vets Day.
And how have the COVID-19 restrictions hindered today?
Well, we couldn't go outside for the simple reason that we wouldn't have to then worry about crowd control, because we are restricted in the numbers out around our memorial. So we've had a simpler service inside to cater for the maximum capacity of this club, and we've gone over that by, we've had to turn people away, which has been really surprising. And we've got presidents from other clubs that arrive with a group, which has been terrific, really, really good response.
Hello, I'm Cheryl Cates, RSL South Australian Northern Territory State President, and very proud to be.
And rightly so. Cheryl, we're at the Largs Bay RSL today. During the memorial service, you mentioned the story of two RAAF personnel. Would you mind repeating that for our listeners?
Yeah, sure, Helen. I'm referring to Flying Officer Michael Herbert, who was a pilot in 2nd Squadron RAAF in Vietnam and a fellow South Australian, and also his pilot officer, Robert Carver. On Tuesday the 3rd of November 1970, Flying Officer Herbert and his navigator pilot, Pilot Officer Carver, set off on a routine bombing mission in the Canberra bomber Magpie 91 and later vanished. Over the next 72 hours, dozens of intensive search and rescue missions were sent out to no avail. And they just couldn't find where they went down. That, and there's a little bit more history behind it as well. But 38 years, 9 months and 28 days later, on 18th of July 2009, a party was led to the wreckage site of Magpie 91 and the remains of Michael and Robert. The identification of a damaged Agri Club badge belonging to Michael, bearing the words Fan Rang, confirmed the missing aircraft and the remains of Michael and his fellow serviceman Robert Carver. This marked them to be the last servicemen killed in action to be recovered and repatriated from Vietnam back to Australia.
We'll never forget our servicemen and women, will we?
No, we won't. We won't. And the beautiful thing with Michael Herbert and many other Vietnam veterans, if you go down to Sacred Heart College there, it's in Adelaide, on the walls, a roll of honour for all those that went to Vietnam and did return, and for those who didn't. And there is a lovely memorial at the gates at Sacred Heart College for Michael Herbert. And also this year, at the beginning of the year, a bursary was presented to the college for a student who showed courage as part of their year 11, and about 9 ESOs, including the RSL, came together and donated towards that bursary. So that was rather exciting, and it's in Michael's name.
Thank you, Cheryl Cates.
You're welcome, Helen. Thank you.